Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
He will not force you to do right. You know, he's got the power to do that. But he refuses. Why? Because he gave you a gift called free choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Of all the books of the Torah, all the books of the Bible, Jesus quoted more from Deuteronomy than any other book of the Bible or any other book of the Torah. It was most of Moses' ministry, most of Moses' sayings. God made them holy canon. Actually, they were God's sayings. It was truly a blessing of the Lord because Moses was dealing with a nation. He was dealing actually with a vision of a nation. And God would speak to him. And God got very direct with Moses to tell the people. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I want to read 19 and 20. Title of this message this morning is Life is About Choices. Everything you've ever done came from a choice. You choose to live for God or you choose not to live for God. You choose to work for a living or you choose not to work for a living. Everything you do, you choose your wife, choose your husband. Everything has to do with choice. Life is made up of choices. So life is about choices. So God comes here and produces a choice to these people. He says is this, I call heaven and earth. Now that's the two witnesses. Heaven is the throne of God. Earth is the footstool of God. That's two witnesses there. What does the Bible say in the New Testament? Out of the mouth of two witnesses. Let every word be established. So now these are witnesses to this nation. And God says in 2 Timothy 3:17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So this is also for us, even though he was talking to the Jewish people. And if you're born again, you are Jewish because you are the seed of Abraham. Amen. You understand? So that's the two witnesses right there. Heaven is his king, his throne, and earth is his footstool. He says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now, let me stop there for a minute. You remember when I was told you when I was preaching at the Vision of Leadership Conference that when I get a big donation, I tremble? You heard me say that, remember? Any donation, I tremble. Because, you see, God will hold me to what I said. And when I started this ministry, full-time ministry in 1978, when I received the first offering ever given to me, by a church or by a person. I said, Lord, for every dollar given to me, give me a soul into the kingdom. And instead of shouting, screaming, and hollering when somebody give this ministry $100,000, I tremble because God says, now I put into the books that you go get me 100,000 souls. Amen. Do you see that? That's why I push broadcast earth so much, because I'm preaching to billions of people that need the Lord. You know that wonderful song, People Need the Lord. I love that song. He says this. Let me read it again. I call heaven and earth to two witnesses to record this day against you that I have set before you life. Everybody say life. Life. And death. Blessing. And cursing. So that's four things here. Life goes with the blessed. Cursing goes with the death. He says, I have set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing. Now, I like to use the grammar that they put in here, or the punctuation. It's a colon. It says, therefore, he tells you what you should choose. He doesn't make you choose it because he knows life is about choices. He gives you free will. Therefore, choose life. Now, watch this. That both thou and thy seed may live. That's not the end of the sentence. In other words, your choice will also affect your children, your children's children, your children's children's children. You see what I'm saying? Seed flowing and growing into harvest. Therefore, so I'm going to say something somebody not going to like. Your children does not choose where you go. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Your children does not choose what God tells you to do. Amen. Do you see that? It's not that you're against your children. You love your children. But see, God says, if you'll choose life, I will take care of your kids and I will honor them all the day. How do you know that? My David was dead many, many years. And God said, I remember my servant David. And I'll not allow this to come upon his descendants. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say it again. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Now watch this. Then he tells you what happens when you choose it, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God. Why would you love the Lord? Because he can make you choose it. But he doesn't. He gives you that opportunity. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice. Wherever there's love, there's obedience. That thou may obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him. In other words, closeness, affection, desire. For he is thy life, not your job, not your genetics, not your genes. Him, Christ in you, the hope of glory. For he is thy life and the length of thy days. My God, that thou mayest dwell. It didn't say visit. That means he wants you to own property. God's into real estate. You understand what I'm saying? He wants you to own something that thou mayest dwell, not just rent. Living on welfare from hand to mouth. He wants you to own your place. Do you see that? The government don't want you to own your place. Actually, if you own something, then they still tax you for it. That's not right. That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, to Jacob, Joseph, Jesus, Jesse. Put your name in there. We the seed of Abraham. Swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. This message is about life. Life is about choices. Let me deal with this right here. Write this down. A choice always turns a debate into a decision. When you're debating something, you are burning daylight, like John Wayne said in many movies. You're burning daylight. But when you make a decision, that is a choice. Life is about choice. See, what do you choose? One time when me and Kathy got close, I chose to give her an engagement ring. We were getting mad when she had the, what do you call them things, them cards that you sent out, the, whatever you call them things, invitations and all this kind of stuff. I got a little nervous. Not that because I was working, I just got a little nervous. I thought, Lord Jesus. And my daddy said, I'm going to tell you something, boy. He said, right now you're going to have to feed her and they eat a lot more after you marry them. Remember daddy telling me, he used to love it. He said, they don't eat much before you, they eat a half a slice of pizza, but my God, once you marry them, he said, you can throw pizza like Frisbees, they'll eat them. And they get shoe crazy on you. They buy more shoes than you ever saw in your life. They're into shoes, they all got shoe fetishes. Okay, and he was just smiling. Yeah, I was starting to sweat. See, so I walked up to her, Kathy, and I said, Kathy, maybe we ought to delay this thing right here. And she said, she made a choice. She said, it's either now or never. What you gonna do? And I thought of that song, it's now or never. Na 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 na. I said, okay, I'm gonna do this thing. Once I made the choice, see, I had a debate going in my mind which causes clutter and confusion. I love democracy, but sometimes we debate too much. Now, I understand you got two sides of a coin. I understand that. But, I mean, you figure out the coin. You know heads is better than the tail. What's coming out the head? What's coming out the tail? Now you got it? Okay. So a choice changes a debate. Let me just say it correctly. A choice always turns a debate into a decision. Now, here's the next point, and it's a question. Why search for life when it's one decision away? Why are you searching for life when it's just one decision away? Why are you struggling with being a tither when it's one decision away? Why are you struggling? My God, you think that the church or somebody's trying to get your money when God's trying to open up a window of heaven, pour you out a blessing that shall not be enough room to receive it, rebuke the devourer for your sake. My Lord, why are you having a debate? When you think the Lord will heal when he said by his stripes you were healed? My God, before you ever got sick, your answer is older than your problem. Amen. Do you see that? I mean, why? Why? We cause our own problems with debates instead of decisions. We don't make a choice. Once a choice is made, you go forward. What are you saying? Why search for life when it's one decision away? Just that simple. I remember people were so, my dad was so afraid. My dad never had nothing all his life. My dad was not very good with money. He was not a good business person. And I can say that not because he's in heaven. Yet God gave him phenomenal opportunities, and he never took it. He had favor. My father did have favor, but favor gives the opportunity. He never took them. He would rather rent than own something. I had to buy his house. All those years, my God, he never owned anything. Till I said, buy the house, Dad, and I'll pay the house off. Because he thought, well, I watch it. He said, I don't want, man, a 30-year mortgage. Lord, well, you just spent 30 years of rent, and you got nothing. Boy, don't talk to me like that. I said, okay. Mama said, talk to him like that, Jesse. The old fool. Isn't that amazing? What was his problem? Choice. You're going to pay it anyway. Now, here's something else. Oh, so cool. Oh, now you're getting on my level of faith. Now, you got a choice to borrow money and a choice to be debt free. Do you know, and I'm saying this in front of my tax attorney, that it's smart sometimes to borrow money that you can use? I understand all that. But you see, I made a decision, and I ain't better than you are. Don't forget about all that. I'm not against people borrowing. Oh, but I made a decision that I'm going to walk up that one rung ladder, and I'm going to owe no man anything but to love him. Amen. That was not an easy choice. We're believing God for another aircraft, okay? A Falcon 7X. Lord Jesus, David, when you fly that thing, anywhere in the world. Now, what? David tells me, Jesse, listen to me. I pay a lot of taxes. You know, you do my taxes. You're going to do it next week, huh? Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Okay, watch this. Watch this now. Now, this is smart. This is smart. I agree with him in my mind. He said, Jesse, go borrow the money. Not the ministry. You borrow the money. That's a lot of money. He said that, and then lease it, watch this, to Jesse the Planet's Ministries, not at an exorbitant rate, just whatever it is. And he said, and you are finished with taxes, am I right? Forever. That's what I pay him to tell me. That's good. I like that. Sometimes he says, why don't you listen to what I said? Now watch it. If any other business person would do that, they would buy something, whatever it may be, personally, and then lease it to their company. Everybody in this building, everybody on Fox 8, everybody on Channel 6, Channel 4 say, what a smart businessman. Now, this is legal for me to do that. Am I right, David? Very legal. But if I go do that, they'll call me a crook. He's making money off the ministry. No, let me make an announcement. The ministry's making money off of me. Do you understand? You see all this money on this church? I could have had that. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. But what happened was, I'm not trying to leave a legacy. Forget about the legacy. What I want to do is the will of God, see? Makes good sense. But I know they would say, Lord Jesus, I tell you what. Now, if you did it, you'd be a shrewd business person. If I did it, I am nothing but a crook. No, I'm not a crook. I know that sound. I know Nixon said that. I'll never forget. I'm not a crook. I said, well, you better not be crooked if you say you're not a crook. Do you follow my point? Do you see what I'm saying? But I made it the choice. I said, David, I'm going to bleed to pay cash. And he does this. Okay, Jesse. Just keep paying the taxes. And I understand that. I know what he's saying is right. But you see, the reason why I can't go back is because I stood before a holy God and said, I will owe no man anything but to love him. Amen. Now, you know what's amazing, ladies and gentlemen? And Joe Bowles is sitting, do that, Joe, so everybody know. Joe is doing the e-handy, make sure that plane's safe. I got Ken Bell in here somewhere, and I got Eli. They're flying the plane. Tomorrow, I could go to Chase Bank tomorrow. They are waiting on me, man. They say, you want the plane, Reverend? Go get the plane. We will lend you the money. But we're going to put a mortgage on this, on the house. We'll put a mortgage on your grandchild if we can. And then all of a sudden, you're here. It's very possible you're here. Whoo, man, we don't pay this note, we're in trouble. How many times have you seen it in other churches? Nothing wrong. I'm not saying that's going to happen, because you see, it's always good when everything's going good. But I've learned something about the devil. He's bad. He's going to turn it bad. Why do we have recessions and depressions? It's the same people that are doing the blessing. All of a sudden, they begin to swap things around. All of a sudden, we just go into a recession. Somebody pulls back on something, and panic hits. Amen. It's all done on faith and fear. So let me say it again. Why search for life when it's one decision away? Write this down. God will not force you to do right. God will not force you to do right. He urges, he persuades, and he entreats. He will not force you to do right. You know, he's got the power to do that. But he refuses. Why? Because he gave you a gift called free choice. The American government didn't do that. It wasn't when we declared independence. We had a choice. We decided to be free. And Jesus said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So why won't God will not force you to do right? He urges you, he persuades you, and he entreats you. You see what I'm saying? Now, there's a lot of atheist people, and atheism is really getting stronger and stronger every day in this world. But let me just say this point. Without God, life is a shadow, a blank, and a void. Let me say it again. Without God, life is nothing but a shadow, a blank, a void. When the Bible says, in him we live, that's Acts chapter 17, verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being. In him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But without God, you have, life is nothing but a shadow, a blank, and a void. Now, how do you get rid of the shadow? How do you get rid of the blank? How do you get rid of the void? A choice. Life is about choices. You choose to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior. That's your Lord and Savior. Think about that. It's all done by choice. We still got black people think slavery going on. They're still mad about that stuff. Don't shout me down when I'm listen to me. Yeah, that was wrong. That was wrong. I don't see how. I seen 12 years a slave. Now, we know those things happen. You understand? And it's wrong. That's not the issue. I don't have a problem with that. But my God, don't let that breed in you. They still control you, and then people are dead. Amen. Let that go. Hallelujah. And you know what? You become the plantation owner. You become the person who owned the big White House. Okay, you don't like White House? Paint it black. You the one, whatever, glory to God. You the one that owns the land. You the one that has the sugarcane fields. You the one that has the cotton fields. Why does God always be somebody else? Why can't it be you? Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? Somebody controlling you from the grave. No. Jesus set us free. That's why he came out the grave. Amen. Do you see that? Amen. Before I was born again, raised very poor, I thought if I could just get enough money, my God, I'd be happy. I never forget when I had money. I was in my 20s, early 20s. I was doing very, very well. Ooh, Lord, very, very well. Make a long story short, I was so disappointed because I thought I would be screaming, shouting, and happy. I had a void. Yet, Mama kept telling me all those years, make a choice to live for Jesus. Amen. So let me say it again. Without God, life is a shadow, a blank, and a void. Write this down. God interferes not, nor trifles with the power of free choice. God interferes not, nor trifles with the power of free choice. Sometimes I am the CEO of Jesse the Planet's Ministry and Covenant Church. I am the founder, CEO. If anything goes wrong, they're coming to me. They see that name. You see, and I have a choice to live godly or live ungodly. I've had some wonderful opportunities to live ungodly. I ain't the ugliest man in the world. I have had some wonderful opportunities. But Kathy told me, she made a choice. If I ever catch you, you're going to die, boy. You're going to die. It's going to happen. She just changes. Something comes over this woman. I'm going to kill you slow. I ain't killing you fast. I'm going to kill you slow. I'm going to nail you to the floor and set the house on fire. Oh, Jesus. Y'all got that revelation right there. You know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm going to do. Look at Judy going, what is that? I mean, don't worry about it, Judy. One day you'll know. Ask your daddy, you know. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I'm telling you. I've had many opportunities to live ungodly. I refuse. You know, it wasn't my faith that didn't make, that stopped me from living ungodly. It was my choice. Amen. You ought to write that down. Yeah. It was my choice. God would not interfere with that. Now, you know, I wish sometimes God would, but he doesn't because he gave you freedom. God interferes not, nor trifles with the power of free choice. Here's another one. You as an individual are alone before God. Let's face it. When it's all said and done, you ain't going to have your mama next to you when you're standing before God saying, that's a good boy, that's a good girl. It's you and God. You as an individual are alone before God. You decide for yourself the question upon which eternal life or death depends. Your mama can't make that decision. Your daddy can't make that decision. You and you only, that's it, yourself, will answers the question about eternal life or eternal death. How do I know that? Them two witnesses. That heaven and earth. That's my king, that's my throne, that's my footstool. Now you in between. Make your choice today. You see what I'm saying? Life's about choices. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why the human race is so much far above, watch this, so much far above than the animal race. Okay, if you look at cats, or you look at, after a while, all animals, usually all female animals, are the best mothers, most of them are. But there comes a point in a time, if a female cougar, a female tiger, a female lion, female whatever, something, one day, mama gets up and does, in other words, let me explain that. Get your butt out of here. It's time for you to make a choice. I've been feeding you, licking you, my tongue raw from cleaning you up. It's time for you, boy, to make your way in the world. What that mother, cat, or whatever animal it is saying, it's time for you to make a choice. You're going to love our partner offer message. He rose from the dead and we received the power. When Jesus conquered death and came out of that grave, he gave us resurrection power. It's time to unleash that power in your life. How? Perceive it, recognize it, and understand it. This message will change your life. Go to jdm.org and get it today. You will be blessed, I promise. You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, the message you just watched is so important today. I want you to think about that. Your life is just one decision away. Choose life, death or life. Why wouldn't you choose blessing? Why would you choose cursing? So what are you going to decide today? God says, and let me help you, choose life. How do you do that? How do I do that? You study the word, you quote the word, and you believe the word. I'll tell you what, and I want to tell you something, it will be a wonderful life for you. I mean that sincerely, I'm telling you. I know there's trouble out there in the church world. It don't need to be. Have you ever saw me sad, sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent? I don't get into all that fighting stuff and all that kind of stuff. I let my light so shine. Glory to God, because I've chose life. Hallelujah. If you'd like to view today's message in its full entirety, you can go to our JDM app and just look at it right there. You'll be blessed. Our product offer, best soul product I've had. Whew, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. It's my most popular book. People love this thing, and I tell you what, God is so good and gracious, and we could be doing a heaven tour all this year coming up, and it's going to be a blessing of God. How do I get that? You go to jdm.org to order your heaven book, and you'll be blessed. Partners, thank you once again. 50 years of saying no financial deficit because of you. You know, in 50 years, I'm very proud that you've trusted me, and I've trusted you. Together, we just do this work. We can't do it without you. It takes so much money to function. I wish it wouldn't. I mean, I wish it was free. I mean, my Lord, but it didn't. You see, and that's okay. People got to make a living. I understand all that kind of stuff. But I tell you one thing. I'm a dangerous man with money. I know how to get people saved and put a smile on their face like that. Praise God. Thank you for watching today. And thank you for being a partner to this ministry. Till next week, Jesse saying I love you. Bye-bye.
Jesse Duplantis Ministries for over 50 years has shared the good news of Jesus, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I love talking about Jesus. I don't care where I'm at.
I am not taking my words from public opinion. I'm taking my words from Jesus Christ. And he said, greater is he who's in you, Jesse, than he who's in the world.
If you don't know my Jesus tonight, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God with you?
Join us the 13th through the 18th of May at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. The 13th of May in Brisbane, the 14th of May in Canberra, the 15th of May in Melbourne, the 17th of May, Kathy at 8:30 a.m., Jesse 10:30 a.m. in Perth, the 18th of May in Sydney. Join us at the powerful 2026 Australia Outreach with Jesse and Kathy Duplantis.
Command me. Use your faith voice. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do.
He's a faith God. You don't touch him or please him unless you use your faith voice. If you're not believing for the impossible, you're not living by faith at all.
When you use your faith voice, it just comes together.
Now, how do you negotiate? How do you get God to change his mind? Let me tell you how he changes his mind. Not by your faith, but by your track record.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.